Stephon Diggs with a touchdown there, the third touchdown of the game from C.J. Stroud. A game that wasn't really all that close aside from at the half. And they scored that touchdown to make it 14-7. Immediately, it seemed like Houston was able to jump back into the driver's seat. And in some ways, I'd say, spoil May's debut. I think that if we're talking about it being a competitive game, then it spoiled that aspect of it. It didn't spoil the way that May played. I think in large part, he played a good game. But one thing that I can't get over, Andy, and we've talked for about an hour and a half now about the pros and cons of Drake May and the coaching staff and everything else, this defense. I mean, this defense is struggling. It is one thing to see them go out there and get beat by superior talent. And, I mean, last year you saw that, too. There was a couple of games in the middle of the year against, you know, some of the better teams in the league where it's just like, all right, this isn't going to be competitive. You're not gonna be able to hang with this team, and your offense isn't good enough to go there either. The offense was good enough to at least hang in the game. And if it was a normal, you know, 28-21 type of loss, I think I'd be looking at it a little bit differently than I am right now. The fact that not only did you lose, but you lost by a considerable amount. That's the most points that Houston scored all year. And this defense was not supposed to be a pushover defense. And I feel like they're getting worse. And to watch the strength of the team, or the supposed strength of the team, regress like this, it just seems like more pressure on Drake May now. Like, Drake May is the only part of this team that anyone feels at all good about. The run game yesterday, non-existent, without Stevenson, fine. I don't think Stevenson's changing the course of that game yesterday either. That's a tough run D. Your run defense, horrible. Tackling, horrible. Secondary play, bad. What's going on here?
So some of it is the same thing everybody deals with. You've lost talent. There's been injuries, you've attrition. But then I was thinking about it, and I was like, you still have way more core guys on defense than on offense, mm-hmm. guys that you want to play. Whether they were supposed to be starters or not, they were going to be in your top 14 or something. They were going to be at least rotated. And in the back end, you have everybody but Peppers now, right? Like, you have your three corners. You have Duggar, your high-priced safety. So, okay, a lot of teams have to play without one defensive back. That's kind of the way the league works on a week-to-week basis. You have guys up front, Dietrich Wise is a guy that plays. Even some of the backups that have been elevated, like Equale has been on this team for, it feels like, mm-hmm. a long time. He's been kind of a core player. Anthony Jennings, Josh Uche, Jelani Tavai. You have a lot of guys playing that are core defensive players.
And so, who just got paid.
Yeah. So I kind of want to eliminate just the, oh, it's not fair. They're without Barmore and Bentley and Peppers. I kind of want to eliminate that.
You should, because last year you were without Gonzalez and without Judon, and your defense was about 50 times better than it is this
year. And everybody goes through this. You face the 49ers without Christian McCaffrey, and they still kick your ass.
Yep.
You face the Texans without Nico Collins. They still kicked your ass. Teams play without one of their best players all the time, one of their most important players. That's how the NFL works. So it's coaching. I still think everybody whistled past the fact that the Belichicks left. Steve and Bill, mm-hmm. and the value they had as a play caller and as a game planner, an overseer of the defense, the transitioning to a new play caller in DeMarcus Covington. So there's just been a lot of changes.
Yeah, there certainly have. All right, joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Jones, who is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes, the leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. Jonathan, we have you. Hello?
Jonathan.
Jonathan Jones.
Hello.
There he is.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you doing? How's everybody feeling today?
I mean, like, we got our butts kicked yesterday. I mean, but you can't mope around. We watch the film. See everything, all the mistakes that we made as a team, and just, like I said, no unit really played well. So just try to go out this week and improve. That's all we can do at this point, just improve.
What happened on those first couple drives when Houston was, not to be disrespectful, but a hot knife through butter just right down the field? Then it seemed like you kind of stabilized for a period there, were able to get to halftime at 14-7. You shut them down a little bit, and then it kind of got out of hand in the second half. What was sort of the ebb and flow there of what went on?
Yeah, I think in the beginning we just couldn't get off the field on third down. You know, we had a couple penalties on the first, you know, a few drives that extended the drives. And when you're out there on defense and drives get extended, typically good things never happen. And so we were able to kind of get back into a good flow after that, get back, get the offense, did a good job driving the ball down at the end of the half, and they got the ball coming out. You know, at halftime, opportunistic. We had an opportunity to get back into the game, and we just didn't capitalize off of it.
When you have a new player coming into a game, like you knew obviously early in the week that it was going to be Drake Mays starting, I know you guys are on defense. We heard the midday show talking with a couple of offensive players, but do you guys on the defense, is that something that is sort of important to you? I mean, you know that this is a new step going forward here for this franchise. Is that something that the defense sort of took to heart going into this game as well?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, our job is to work with the offense, and, you know, I definitely say we didn't give them, you know, a good start of, you know, being down early, you know, 14-0, spot them, you know, 14 points. And so, you know, when you put a young quarterback in a situation like that, even mentally, to feel like he has to come out and, you know, play perfect and make every throw, you know, I think a defense part in that is just not making him have to feel like that.
How about the big plays? Like, you mentioned it earlier, the touchdown to Booty at the end of the half. You hit a 40-yard touchdown. Even as a defensive player, does that give you a little jolt as you head into the locker room and maybe for the second half?
Yeah, it definitely does. Like I said, it gives energy. I can say that play in itself is really what, you know, brought back the energy into the team, you know, at that point in the game. And, you know, anytime the offense can make an explosive play, you know, as a defense, we're sitting on the sideline, we're making our adjustments, and, you know, we hear the crowd go crazy, and it kind of, you know, brings back life into the team. So every time they make those big plays.
On the flip side of that, as a defense, you gave up a couple 50-yard runs. I'm assuming those are the opposite. Those sort of take the wind out of your sails. Yep. And how do you explain those away? Is that just poor tackling, run fits, guys trying to do too much? What, those big runs that you guys gave up?
Well, I would just say a combination of, you know, poor run fit, fundamentals, and, you know, guys not doing their job, you know, and that's what it comes down to in the run game. It's defeating blocks, getting off of blocks, and making tackles. And anytime you give up explosive runs, that's the easiest way for the offense, you know, to gain yards without any risk. And so that fundamentals of football is just stopping the run. And actually, we had too many explosive runs last game.
We're talking with Jonathan Jones of the Patriots. Jonathan, do you feel like the defense is getting better as the year goes on?
I do. I feel like guys are, you know, coming into their role, and, you know, but guys got to start making those big steps, you know, and we've got some guys who are out, who've been out, and guys just have to step up. You know, it can't be a big drop off from the guys who we were missing to the guys we have in there now. And so that's just a big part of it, guys being able to step up and be dependable and make the plays when it comes their time.
Obviously, around here, everybody's talking about Drake May, their young quarterback. You got to see C.J. Stroud up close and personal. That early touchdown, I mean, looked like you had decent coverage, and he just rolled out and put the ball right on the right where his receiver could make the play. What was your takeaway from your, you know, action against C.J. Stroud?
Definitely, I feel like he made the plays he needed to make. You know, there were a few that I think we could have got off of him, but for the most part, he protected the ball well. You know, he checked the ball down, didn't force it a lot of times. Was able to find, you know, holes when we were in zone, and then the plays that we were in man, outside of the interception that we did get, you know, he didn't leave too many balls behind the receivers. You know, the one that he did, we were able to capitalize and turn it into a turnover on Marcus's interception. So he did a good job with that yesterday.
Marte Mapu had a couple of plays. What was your overall take on his performance yesterday?
Just good to have him back. You know, he's building his football stamina back up and just getting back into the game. So it's good to have him back out there, and he's going to continue to build.
I know you'll want to walk softly through this, but as a observer, the officiating is as inconsistent as I've ever seen it in the 20 years I've been covering the NFL. Is that fair to say that there's really inconsistent officiating at times in these games?
I'm not sure on what their structure of reviews and fines or how that, you know, how we have fines and things like that as players. So, you know, I'm not sure how that is deemed, like how they go about getting controlled or monitored. I'm not sure who's in control of that. I'm pretty sure something within the league. But, you know, as players, we just have to go out there and play. You know, we're not in control of their portion of the game. You know, what they, you know, have to do is three people who show up, you know, every Sunday who dictate the game. That's players, coaches, and the, you know, officials. And so all three of us have to, you know, do our jobs to the best of our ability.
Jonathan, coming up this weekend, you're going overseas to play the Jacksonville Jaguars, another team off to a tough start this year at Wembley Stadium in England. Last year, the Europe game was a tough point in the season for you guys. Is that something that sort of lingers going into this game this week? Is that sort of a memory you guys maybe have from last year about the preparation and everything that goes into a game in such a faraway place?
No, I mean, I think for this year, we just, you know, don't want to make the trip in vain. You know, we're going to go all the way out there. We want to come back with a victory. We're playing a team who are struggling, you know, in the last few weeks like we are. So at the end of the day, somebody's got to win the game. And we got to come out this week and have a good week of practice so that when we go out there, you know, we'll be the team to leave with a victory.
I will say, as much as you acknowledge you've been struggling and yesterday was a tough day, I didn't see any give up. I'm just wondering how you feel like the team has sort of gone about being professionals in the midst of a five-game losing streak and sort of fighting the good fight, even if the fight is an uphill battle.
Definitely. I mean, I think that goes to the character of the guys in the locker room. You know, everyone fights, you know, to the final whistle. And I can definitely, you know, being out there on the field, you don't see guys quitting, you know, turning on each other. You know, I think we're just all in it, you know, together. We understand where we are right now. You know, as a team, as a unit, we haven't played well. And it's going to be on us to change that. So starting on the practice field, get back out there and just improve, you know, consistently improve, you know, as individuals and as a unit.
What is something you can say about Gerard Mayo and Coach Mayo's game planning this year that maybe you is new to you guys after all the years you were playing under Coach Belichick? What's something that you've noticed now over 6 weeks here that Mayo does either well or not well compared to Coach Belichick?
Well, I think he's done a good job of empowering, you know, players to, I don't want to use the word combat, but communicate, you know, communicate with coaches if it's something that they're not, you know, they're not ready for, they don't feel comfortable with. You know, he wants guys, you know, communicate with their coaches because, you know, at the end of the day, he doesn't want to put guys out there, you know, in a position that they don't feel like they can succeed in. So he's done a good job of empowering the players, you know, to go to the coaches and having that open line of communication.
You mentioned earlier, you know, throwing some zone looks at Stroud, some man looks, the run fits not being quite right. As we approach the middle of the season, do you have a feel at what the identity of this defense should be, what you guys should be good at?
Yeah, and I think that's multiples. I think we have a good defense that we can do a lot of multiple things. Like I said, it's not a complaint because everybody in the league is dealing with it. It's just injuries. And so when you have, you know, a lot of injuries with the front, you know, in the front seven especially, though, luckily, you know, as far as the corner group, we've been healthy. But, you know, safeties, we had safeties out, you know, the last few weeks. And just, you know, dealing with a lot of injuries, it's guys having to step up. And, you know, with our defense, we can be as complicated as we want to or we can be as simple as we need to. And so guys just, you know, harping in on the fundamentals and the basics of the defense and communicating and being on the same page and little things like that is what this defense is built off of. And so the more we can, you know, do the simple things right, you know, the more complex we can begin to be.
All right, Jonathan, before we let you go, any plans for London? Anything you want to see while you're over there?
No, I mean, I'll take it all in and just enjoy my time there, but hopefully just, you know, leave with a win. That would be the best thing we could do this weekend is leave with a win.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Jonathan Jones, thanks so much for the time today. Good luck in England against Jacksonville this weekend. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you. See you guys next week.
All right, Jonathan Jones, New England Patriots cornerback, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll still have to talk with Drake May. He'll be coming in here any minute, and we look forward to that as well. In the meantime, we will get to your phone calls and also some issues that Drake May had. I mean, we've talked a lot about the good things he did yesterday.
I didn't see any issues.
There were some things he didn't do quite so well. Even the footy pajamas Andy over here could tell you that.
I'm like a horse going down the street in a parade. I got
my blinders
on. And
we'll get to that, too. There were some ways he contributed to the loss yesterday, and we'll get to that. We'll take an honest look at the day that Drake May had right after this.